Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I have a story. I don't know, you know, whether it's, you know, a scary one or even if it's, you know, a ghost story or not. Well, actually, I have two. But this happened when I was about maybe 14 years old. I used to live with my grandmother. And, you know, she had a small house. It was a two-bedroom house. Her bedroom was pretty much right next to mine. What connected them was maybe a small hallway, I want to say, you know, no more than 10 feet maybe. But one day, I walked into my grandmother's room. I used to steal her, not steal, I guess, but borrow her face cream, the anti, you know, wrinkle cream, although it was only 14 for my face. But I used to go, you know, take it from her room. So I went in her room one day. And I saw my grandmother there. She was ironing clothes, you know. I've seen her do it millions of times, you know. Obviously not millions, but seen her do it, you know, several times. Ironing clothes right by the window. Kind of looked at her and said, hey, you know. Obviously we'd seen each other that morning, but just acknowledging that she was in the room. Anyways, got the face cream, walked out of the room. And I was maybe like, not even halfway down the hallway. Like I mentioned earlier, this was a really small hallway. And then I hear my grandmother call me from the kitchen. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just literally stopped in my tracks. So I walked back in my grandmother's room because I had sworn that she had called me from the kitchen area. But I had just seen her in her room ironing clothes. So I walked back into her room and I go, you know, to tell her, hey, you know, you called. But I walked back in her room and she's no longer there. And like I said, I had literally just walked out of her room. And she wasn't there anymore. She wasn't there ironing the clothes anymore. And she calls me once again. And like I originally heard, it was coming from the kitchen area. But I walked in her room because, like I said, I was in there. I had just seen her ironing her clothes. And she was no longer there. I walked to the kitchen. And I said, how did you get over here so fast? And she said, you know, I've been here all morning pretty much. She was cooking breakfast or something. And I told her, I said, I just saw you in your room. You know, you were ironing clothes. And she was like, no. She's like, I'm sorry to tell you that wasn't me. She said, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. My grandmother's really religious. You know, so she was like, you know, maybe it's like, she was joking. Maybe it's like the, you know, ghostly me. But I don't know what that story means. I don't know. You know, I've always tried to dismiss it and, you know, never thought, you know, anything of it until I found your guys' this podcast. Lately, I've been binging like crazy. Like, I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. It's the best thing I've ever heard, honestly. My spouse is like, you're so, you know, you're so into the show. I'm like, yeah, like, this, it's awesome. But anyway, so I don't know what that meant, you know. I don't know why my grandmother appeared to me in her bedroom. You know, my grandmother, to this day, she's fine. She's well, you know. There's, you know, she hasn't passed away, thank God, or anything like that. So I don't know what that ever meant. Also, another story I have is just a short story as well. I'm a school bus driver, and, you know, they switch us. For the most part, we drive the same bus, but sometimes they might switch buses on us and things like that. And every time I drive this one particular bus, I always feel something, like I don't know, I always feel like a presence in the bus. And, you know, we get up really early, so the sun, you know, is not even out at the time. So it's dark, you know, we're driving down the road and, you know, it's dark when we look in our rearview mirror. You know, we have that big rearview mirror where you can see all the seats in the back. And I always feel like I see something, you know, but when I go look, you know, I just feel the presence and I can kind of, I guess, see it from the corner of my eye. But then I go look at the actual mirror and I don't see anything. Anyways, for some reason, I assume, you know, just because I'm like into the paranormal things that, you know, there's something there. Anyways, one day I took this bus on a field trip and, you know, as a school bus driver, when we have field trips, you know, we don't obviously go into the field trip area, you know, wherever they're going, let's say museum or anything. We just hang out on the bus or, you know, park somewhere and go get something to eat, whatever it is. But sometimes I tend to fall asleep and for the, you know, waiting period. So I fell asleep in this bus and then I woke up because I felt somebody like pushing on my shoulder, like basically kind of like tapping me to wake up on my shoulder. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I don't know if I imagined feeling that, but I swore that I felt it. You know, I felt somebody tapping on my shoulder, like trying to wake me up. Anyways, I don't know if, like I said, if that's considered scary or not, or, you know, an actual ghost story, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm always one to dismiss things, but, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody else can give me their opinion, or you guys can give me your opinion on that, on what happened. But anyways, once again, love your guys' show. I don't know if this will make it on the show, but it's about Halloween's next week, so happy Halloween. Keep up the great work. And once again, you guys are awesome. All right, bye, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.